Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Had a very busy show for you today here on the program. Lots of stuff to talk about. Last night was Monday Night Raw, and it was the best Raw in a long time. A long time. We had a women's title change in the main event. Sasha Banks beat Charlotte. I was very down on this idea when we were talking about it yesterday, the idea that we would get a title change there in the main event, because they did the exact same thing in August. I thought they did the exact same thing leading into SummerSlam, a title change on Raw with the women. Difference was, this time it was the main event, and it was a great match. A great match. So now we are leading to the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which opens up a lot of very interesting questions, because we have a women's championship match that's going to be in a Hell in a Cell, and we have got the Seth Rollins-Kevin Owens match, which also is going to be in Hell in a Cell. And that means that the question remains, will the women headline Hell in a Cell? Believe it or not, it is a possibility. There's a possibility of a lot of interesting things coming up in WWE. Make of them what you will. We'll talk about them here on the show today, including some stuff going on. SmackDown show. SummerSlam, Survivor Series, SmackDown. SmackDown tonight, it is a three-way face-off with John Cena and Seth Rollins and... No, wait, what am I talking about here? John Cena, Dean Ambrose, and whoever the third guy is. Where's my notes? It's been a rough morning, everybody. But anyway, they got the three-way deal tonight on SmackDown. And yes, there is a pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Another WWE pay-per-view. We're going to talk about that, the story with AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena, and everything else after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Criminies, where were you, Mike? I was drowning over here in that opening segment.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you were able to figure out who the champion of the world on the SmackDown brand is.
Huh.
You did, right?
What a night I had.
Why?
First, we had technical difficulties before we did Wrestling Observer Live, or radio.
I heard that.
Look at me. Look at me. I can't even tell you what shows I was doing.
I just know you started one at about 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
We had technical difficulties, and then I got finished at 3 Pacific, so 6 a.m. Eastern. Mm. Then I couldn't sleep because I was like, God, what is going on? Why is nothing working? So that kept me up for about an hour. And then I'm just about drifting to sleep, and the baby cried. I was like, dude, I'm just not sleeping tonight, am I? So now here I am stumbling through this show here today. Anyway, tonight, SmackDown, and it's AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena. These are the men that are in the main event of the pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. And they are going to have a face-off. They are going to have a verbal debate here tonight.
Oh, no.
And the reason I brought all of this up is because I was talking in the opening segment about how there may be some very interesting things coming here to WWE. One of them being that maybe, I'm not saying this is absolutely going to happen, but it has been discussed that the women are going to headline the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We have two Hell in a Cell matches. We have Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, and we also have this Charlotte versus Sasha Banks rematch for the title. They're both in Hell in a Cell. One of them has to go on last. And yes, it could be the women. That'd be a big story.
It would be, and it makes sense. Look, they main evented Raw. They built the show last night towards those two. And it's what they had planned at the very beginning, even though they had basically screwed themselves over in the process with this whole women's revolution thing. I am sure that there were people there that had eyes on these women, whether it be any combination of Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha, being the ones to close the show at some point on a Raw. I'm sure that was in the cards. Didn't quite work out that way as we've led into this, but with the brand split and with the amount of pay-per-views that now has swore special events that has now swollen and added more, it opened up the possibility for it. So I'm glad they're taking advantage of it. I don't know how we are supposed to, you know, take what happened on Raw Monday night and then, you know, go, okay, well, now we're going to naturally move these women into a Hell in a Cell. Shows you how much that stipulation really means, that they can just throw it out there for anything and you can have two Hell in the Cells on the same show. But it doesn't matter about any of that stuff. It's about perception and it's about selling it, and having two women main event a pay-per-view is how it's going to be sold, which I guess at the end of the day is all that matters.
Now, the other thing that is very interesting is there is another match on that show, Mike, with a big stipulation. Do you remember what the other big stipulation match is that's coming up at the Hell in a Cell show?
Would it be Dolph?
It would be Dolph.
That's the career versus title match?
That's right. There is a career versus title match coming up at Hell in a Cell. Do you remember what I said about that match?
That you were so hyped for Dolph Ziggler?
That's not what I said about this match.
Ah, I'm sorry. What was it?
I said there's no way that Dolph Ziggler is losing this match.
Yeah. I remember you said that, yeah.
Because a lot of fans had been calling in and talking about how, oh, Brian, you know that I just expect that Dolph's going to lose. And I thought, man, he's lost and 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 lost. And finally, he's going to get his big one last chance match against The Miz for the Intercontinental title. And they're hammering home that this man must win or he's out of here. And you guys actually believe that he's going to lose again.
Yeah.
Even I think that they've done just about the worst job imaginable with Dolph Ziggler. All of his promos aside, this guy is portrayed as such a loser. I thought there's no way, there is no way that Dolph Ziggler is not winning the match in the title. There is a way.
Of course there is.
It is possible. I couldn't even believe this. It is possible that he's losing on Sunday.
You're the only one who would be amazed by that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Look, I'm not saying the story is any good. I'm just saying that with all of this buildup, with all of this him looking like a fool over and over again, why would he not look like a fool this time, further descending him into madness? Now, again, whether this story makes any sense or not to you is completely not the issue. It's about could they do this, which, yes, they absolutely could do
so this. I foolishly believed that they would stick to a stipulation. If he loses, you're talking about descending into madness. He can't descend into madness because he's supposed to be gone. He's supposed to be out of here. He can't
Dolph
go to Raw.
Dolph Ziggler is supposed to be out of here. Now, we don't know what character. Nick Nemeth has been many characters in WWE, has he not?
That's a bait and switch.
Dolph on NXT? They didn't say that. They didn't say he couldn't go to NXT. It's just you wouldn't see him on Raw, correct?
I just think the whole idea, the idea that they could build that up as a career match and play it up in interviews so big and then just renege on that stipulation by having a midnight rider or something like that. It's just
dirty yellow dog Dolph Ziggler.
It's lame. You hear me, Mike? It's lame.
Hey, look, there's a lot with WWE that's lame. I don't know why you would be so offended by this one.
Well, I am.
Because it's Dolph.
I'm offended
Miz.
By it. If you want to give us a call here today, there's a lot of stuff to talk about on all of these subjects. Can also talk about Raw. Raw was a great show. I thought that Raw was a great show last night. I'd go as far as say great. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. Whatever's on your mind is fair game today. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up? This is Daniel from L.A.
Yes, Daniel.
So I was wondering, I'm listening to the Death of WCW audiobook, which you can find on Amazon and iTunes.
Indeed.
And I basically at the part where WCW is slowly dying because we have too much product in stocks. And I think it, WWE is like right now it's at this point. But I'm also wondering, like all this overexposure and like so much product is damaging TNA, Ring of Honor, and like other companies.
So his question, everybody, is the excessive product that we are getting from WWE, is that hurting Ring of Honor and TNA and other companies, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I can tell you. I want to thank you very much for the call. I remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the Monday Night Wars were in full effect, I remember that I was doing these wacky little indie shows in Tacoma, Washington, with absolutely zero stars on the show, and we were drawing like 750 people. There's no reason we should have been drawing those kinds of crowds. And the reason was, wrestling was hot. So, a rising tide lifts all boats. Right, Mike?
Yes, that's ships, boats, absolutely.
Ships, whatever. Boats. Don't protect my marine pronunciations. Anyway, wrestling is down, and so it should have an effect on all of the other companies. Now, the reason it's hard to determine whether it has an effect on all of these other companies is because, A, we don't even get ratings for a show like Ring of Honor. I mean, we could look at their attendance. They seem to be doing fine. They seem to be unaffected by what's going on with WWE. TNA, it's impossible to even tell because TNA has had so many problems that, I mean, their demise is their own doing. So we can't really say whether it's the glut of WWE product or not. My gut feeling is among the hardcores, it's not affecting it, because the hardcores just aren't watching Raw. And as far as the casuals, I don't think we're watching Ring of Honor and TNA anyway. So I guess my answer would be, I don't think it's badly affecting those other companies.
I don't think so either. It doesn't seem to be that way. It doesn't feel that way. In fact, most other companies feel like they've dug themselves out a pretty good niche, and they are trying to build on that niche. Some to varying degrees of success more than others, at least as far as buzz goes. I don't know about their bottom lines or anything like that, but I mean, we are in an era of the hardest of the hardcore fans. I mean, there is the one plus. We talk about per head what WWE does and how loyal that fan base is. But, you know, the indie scene is got just a loyal fan base going. It just happens to be a lot smaller. So I don't think it's necessarily exactly the same.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What a day today. There's also a low-level rumble to add to all of my problems as they're doing construction all around here. It's like there's an earthquake or a dinosaur stampede. New on DVD and on demand this week, Timeline, the History of ECW, 1992 and 1993, is told by Todd Gordon. Join the one and only ECW Original as he takes you back to the prehistory of the company we came to know as Extreme Championship Wrestling, back when it was Tri-State Wrestling, and later Eastern Championship Wrestling. Hear the entire inside dish about Gilbert, Paul Heyman, Sandman. I can only imagine the inside dish on the Sandman. And more from Todd himself. I remember going to a show, and the Sandman was there. I was working on the show, and Sandman's backstage, and dude, it was the Sandman. That's all I got to say about that.
lives up to his character, or down
I'll
to it?
I'll say. You can get this three-hour-plus series finale. In addition to all of the other years in the timeline history of ECW series from Kayfabe Commentaries at their website, shootinterviews.com, available now on DVD, video on demand stream, and KC downloads. Kayfabe Commentaries, their shoots are not shareholder approved. Check it out, shootinterviews.com. To the studio line, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello, Chico. This is Marco from Las Vegas.
Hey, Marco, what's happening?
Or should I say, Brother Alki?
Let's not say that on this show.
Let's not say that. Oops. Had a premonition. Completely random question. Who owns the rights to AAA When Worlds Collide?
I
one of the shows not on the network.
I presume that AAA owns the rights to that.
Really?
And my follow-up is, how did, if you recall, one of the Eddie Guerrero DVDs had that match with Love Machine. How did it get a hold of that?
Well, if you watch any of the WWE DVDs and network specials, I want to thank you very much for the call there. Sounds like he's one of the people doing construction outside my house in that car right there. If you've seen any of the DVDs and videos that they put on the network, they will very often do the... They'll have clips from Ring of Honor, for example, or I'm sure not random names, like PWG, whatever. And at the bottom of the screen, it'll say footage courtesy, whatever. So it's possible that they made a deal with AAA for that match for the Eddie Guerrero DVD. Or it is possible that WWE has it, and they just have not digitized it for the network yet. You would think that it would be up there.
I don't know. I would think that would actually be more the case, though, because if I'm not mistaken, and it may be an issue where maybe at this point they need to pay AAA even though they own the tape or something like that. But if I'm not mistaken, I mean, much like those New Japan WCW pay-per-views, this was time that was taken up and bought by WCW, correct? I mean, it was a joint deal. But it was on WCW's dime, right? I could have swore that's how it went down. So
it was a joint promotion, so maybe they both chipped in money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, they may have to kick something back to AAA for it. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, it would be a real surprise. I mean, it would be nice if it was on there. I mean, it was produced by WCW. I couldn't believe that's not the case, but maybe it is AAA that actually holds all the rights to it here, and that's how it goes. But hopefully it does make it up there, because it was very groundbreaking for the time. I remember I kind of had half blown it off at the time. I didn't really have that knowledge of Lucha. My brother ended up being the one to get it, and it absolutely blew me away, just because that was the first time really seeing most of those guys in that form and actually seeing what was basically a pure Lucha Libre card. And that was a first for me living in Maryland. It's not like Lucha was that accessible other than seeing it on TV. So that was the first full card I think I had ever seen.
Dude, I need to take a nap or something. I'm looking at these emails. Is there anything else I could have screwed up today? All right, I got 15 emails here saying the same thing. You said the Ziggler match is at Hell in a Cell, but it is at No Mercy. That's right. Are you saying there are three cell matches since Roman and Rusev is in the cell as well? You may be right. Rusev and Roman is in the cell. It may not be Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. It may only be those two. And believe me, if it's Rusev and Roman, the women absolutely should headline over that match. I thought the U.S. title match was at Hell in a Cell, not the Universal title match. Roman versus Rusev. My child is crying because of my performance today. Rusev versus Roman is in Hell in a Cell, not KO. Dolph versus Miz is in No Mercy, not Hell in a Cell. Okay, now, first off, you're all right, but when you have four pay-per-views in a 60-day period, I'm going to screw some of them up here. Two pay-per-views a month. Let me tell you something. I realized that they were going to be doing two pay-per-views a month. But it was not until I learned that the SmackDown show is this Sunday that I just thought, oh my God, what is going on? This is outrageous.
It really is. I mean, it really, really is, especially if you, if it's one thing if all you do is watch WWE. All I do is not watch WWE. There is the UFC. There is multiple CMLL shows. There's Azteca America. There's different ways to get CMLL. There is WWC. And I know these, I guess, should not have precedence or take precedence over WWE. But the reality is, at some point, I got to watch other things. I got to watch Ring of Honor. I got to watch other things to at least cleanse my mind from always watching WWE over and over again. And things are going to slip through the cracks sometimes because you are just getting beaten to death so much with this stuff. And I don't see how this is helping. You know, for as much as anybody wants to say about the brand split, you can try to drum up some positives of the brand split. You know, you wouldn't have a lot of the guys in the cruiserweight division who would ever be on Raw right now if it wasn't for the brand split. There's other ways you can try to spin the brand split and have it make some sense. The addition of the pay-per-views, the addition of these quote-unquote special events, just to add something to the network and some sort of live programming to the network, I guess that's why you're doing it, doesn't make that much sense to me long-term. I could be wrong about this, but again, you just fall into which one's which, who, which brand is associated with the special event, and it's just really an extra TV show. It happens to be good sometimes, but it's just, it's a bunch of extra programming a week, and I don't know if I check out Sunday, if I'm not enthralled with it, does that really make me want to watch Tuesday, or does it make me want to watch Tuesday less, you know, because I've already seen the best of SmackDown for the week, and I can just blow by it.
Got a bunch of TNA news right here. I will throw out that if you do not want spoilers, then now is your chance to shut off the whatever this is, whatever mode of communication you're listening to right now. I'm not even sure I know at this point. But here are your TNA spoilers. First off, there is a new TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Eddie Edwards, beat Bobby Lashley to win the title at the television tapings. Yes, Mike, that was a heaving sigh.
I was just catching my breath there. I mean, sure.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Hey, nothing. Hey, Eddie, congratulations to Eddie Edwards. You have Bobby Lashley there. Are they predicting that he's going to lose his next fight? I don't know. Again, no offense. Really, this is less against Bobby or less against Eddie Edwards than it is. You have something there with Bobby Lashley that is different, that is special, that is something that you can hold up against anything else and say, you know, this is our champion. And again, no offense to Eddie Edwards, but Bobby Lashley seemed to be doing a pretty great job. And if you're going to make the switch to Eddie Edwards, why would you not do it on the pay-per-view as opposed to the TV?
Well, they did it. Eddie Edwards is the new TNA champion, and he is going to be defending the title at the tapings coming up tonight against Cody. Not Cody Rhodes. Not Dave's son Cody. Just Cody.
Cody.
That's right. Cody and Brandi Rhodes, however.
Yes.
So that is going to be the match at the tapings, and they did, in fact, even though it was scheduled for Sunday, they did, in fact, have a talent meeting yesterday. And there was no news that we haven't talked about here on this program. If you are listening to this program on a daily basis, you are ahead of the game because we talked about everything that was discussed at the meeting. However, Dixie seemed completely unaware that people were concerned with the state of the company. You've got to be kidding me.
What?
Like, if she's serious about this, where the hell have you been? You were baffled at the concern that people have for this company? Have you been on an island somewhere? So, she said, well, yes, WWE is interested, but we have not sold to WWE. But I could have, she noted. She said that there has been a power struggle backstage. Billy Corgan, not at the meeting. He opted out of the meeting. So, clearly there's a lot of stuff going on between these two sides. She said that, yes, there had been some late payments, but everybody got paid, and there was some stuff that had taken a while to get in there.
Sounds like me talking to my bull collectors, you know?
She said, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. And, yeah. Like, no new information. I guess people felt a little better when it was over. But, I don't know. I'm just still baffled.
I'd be feeling great.
I'm just still baffled at this idea of, I didn't know that anybody was concerned about the future of this company. I thought that everybody was all happy. So anyway, that's the story on TNA, everybody. And they are taping. We'll have everything taped all the way through December, and so that gives them several months to figure out what is going on. By the way, no mention of who funded the tapings. Dixie only said that the pay-per-view was never not going to air, but they did a lot of scrambling to get it on the air. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Trying to save me, stop holding your breath, then you think I'm crazy.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Today's episode sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the ultimate source for all things PWG. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, one of the hottest promotions on the planet. You can stream over 160 full-length PWG videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Pretty much the only place, by the way, that you can watch PWG. Since they run in a building, they sell 400 tickets. The tickets are sold out within 2 minutes. You virtually have to know somebody to get in. And by know somebody, I mean know somebody with a computer that'll sit there and refresh the screen 55 times right when tickets go on sale. Even celebrities don't get free tickets to this event. I guess unless you're Dave Meltzer. Maybe he trumps all celebrities. But anyway, you can check it out at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the High Spots Wrestling Network is too sweet. If you love the Young Bucks, all over the High Spots Wrestling Network.
I got more. And the Kevin Owens show.
That's right. Dude, last night was the Kevin Owens show.
That's true. Actually, I take it back. It was the Kevin Steen show, but he did a good job bringing the Steen show that you can see available on High Spots on Demand right to you on the Kevin Owens show on Raw, along with Jericho. They were doing it.
Let's see here. This person says, because Raw has the Cruiserweight division, do you think there is a possibility of SmackDown resurrecting the Hardcore division? We don't need another division. Anything is possible? I don't think so.
What division would this be?
Hardcore.
Oh, I thought you said the Hoss division would be more likely when Sheamus and Cesaro turn on each other. But, no thank you. No thank you at all for any more divisions or anything like that. I'm completely fine with the amount of divisions we currently have.
Ziggler is a classic example, this person says, of a guy who walks to the ring literally ignoring the fans. I'm seeing some of the wrestlers begin to shake fans' hands again on the way to the ring. Last week on SmackDown, Orton reached over for a fist bump to a kid who threw his arms up in triumph. It was really cool. Have the wrestlers been told to minimize direct contact with the fans? Dude, for a long time, the wrestlers were told not to acknowledge the fans when they were in the ring. Which, if you've ever wrestled once in your life, you realize how preposterous this is. But they were told for a long time, do not acknowledge the fans. And to a degree, they don't do a lot of it. They do the, you know, pump the fist in the corner and that sort of thing, but
they're doing generic taunts from a video game.
There's less interaction with the fans in WWE than probably any other wrestling promotion I've ever seen. But that's the way they like it. To the
did
studio
line. Did you see Titus O'Neil's news conference yesterday, by the way?
No, I did not.
Oh,
he had a news conference?
He did. He had a post-Raw press conference with all of the press luminaries there.
What do you say?
That he's talking about his new brand, his new hashtag, talking about everything coming up Titus and whatnot. Took a phone call during the press conference.
Man.
The best stuff Titus O'Neil has done.
To the phones, you are on the air. What is going on?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, Mike, you did a good job mentioning Titus O'Neil brand. I was just mentioning it. You know, that can lead to only two things. One, a faction group with Titus O'Neil as the leader, or two, a possible match with Conor McGregor at WrestleMania. I still believe in that match. But
Kenny has become self-aware.
Yeah, serious note. I called before Jim in Virginia. I'm actually going to talk about the women's match on Raw. And, oh, by the way, for those that are on the board, you want to hear Jim from Virginia's first ever appearance on the show, you have to go back to the Johnny Valentine tribute. That's why I point that out. But I like the women's match. I mean, it was about the most physical match in that whole show. I mean, they really did a good job. And I had been thinking about, you know, like a Flair Steamboat type rivalry, and it would be Charlotte against Bayley. But now after today,
someone's at the door, Kenny.
What's that?
Who's at the door?
Nobody.
Is that
anyway,
you, Mike?
I'll just make it real quick.
What was that?
All right, make it real quick, Kenny.
Anyway, who do you think it would be possible that a Charlotte versus Sasha Banks rivalry would be as good as Flair versus Steamboat? And I'll leave it at that.
Is that a serious question, Kenny? Go answer the door. Of course it's not going to be as good as Flair and Steamboat. Are you kidding me? You ever seen those matches? That match on Raw was good, but give me a break. It was not Flair Steamboat. Only Kenny could find a way to make me denigrate the match on Raw.
Maybe he meant David Flair and, like, Richie Steamboat. Did they somehow cross paths?
The women's match was better than that for sure. Flair Steamboat is one of the most legendary rivalries of all time, with tons of excellent match of the year candidates.
What's funny about that one, too, is that transcends, because if you happen to be in the mid-Atlantic in the mid-70s, like, or the really the mid to late 70s, like, there was your thoughts on what you believed Flair and Steamboat was. And then there are just as equal, although the matches were a little bit different, equal thoughts about the matches that took place in the late 80s, in 89 and 90, with Rick Steamboat and Ric Flair, which were just as amazing in a completely different way for a completely new generation.
Got a lot of talk of late about Goldberg. He, of course, is in the 2K game. And there was a lot of heat on Bill Goldberg for a long time. And 2K has this ability to get folks that are not on good terms with WWE, essentially making them stars, and then these guys end up in WWE. Warrior is a great example. And Goldberg, the Goldberg commercials and everything were filmed this past spring, but now everybody's talking about these commercials, and everybody is talking about Goldberg. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I know that there are people within WWE who believe that this year's WrestleMania match is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. I know that Brock would love to do that match, and I think that Goldberg would love to do that match. They're friends, and I guess if a deal can be made, that will be your big WrestleMania match for 2017. Funny how life works.
And, you know, the good thing about that for both Goldberg or for both Brock Lesnar and, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it, WWE, it extends out the amount of time you have to beat Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar defeating a Goldberg at a WrestleMania keeps Brock Lesnar alive and his winning streak intact and keeps him special, in theory, for an entire another year or until you plan on defeating him again. I'm throwing, obviously, the Undertaker's win over him out in all of this exchange, because not only did he get his win back, it was a controversial win for The Undertaker. So the aura of the person that's still there to be tapped to beat Brock Lesnar could still be available. Now, I don't know if you could possibly wait that long. I still salivate over the idea of a Nakamura-Lesnar match at WrestleMania, because I think there's a way, if that's what they're waiting for with Nakamura, and God knows what they're waiting for with Nakamura, but if that's what it is to debut him at a Royal Rumble, to build to him and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, I mean, that would make perfect sense. You have a tie-in, you have Brock defeating him once, so, you know, Nakamura getting a win back over him doesn't exactly damage Brock Lesnar at all or anything like that. I think there's a lot of ways you could go with that, but if they decide to do Goldberg and Lesnar, there's money there to be made, so the offshoot of that is, depending on what you want to do with Brock, the aura is still there. Unless you have Goldberg defeat him, which, that's a little tough to believe.
This person says, pardon me.
This is a rough one for you. Man.
Is Dolph Ziggler losing on Sunday to come back as broken Dolph Ziggler? I would be so mad.
Not if Matt and Jeff were actually there. He comes out with Maxwell leading him, you know, by a chain or something.
Do you think that WWE would be doing this many pay-per-views without the network? Don't think it would work with traditional pay-per-view. You don't say.
Hell no.
They would not be doing this many pay-per-views if they were on traditional pay-per-view. The buys for some of these shows would be so embarrassing. I don't think they'd actually lose money yet, but no, I cannot imagine them doing this on traditional pay-per-view.
No, and in some ways, with the way traditional pay-per-view is right now, with the lack of stars in mixed martial arts and boxing and the lack of things, I mean, you know, with Netflix, there's a million ways now to rent movies that used to be able to get through pay-per-view if you didn't want to go to go rent a VCR or go rent a VHS tape or a DVD. You could just order them through pay-per-view. There's so many ways to do that now, where I could see the cable companies and the satellite companies being okay with this many pay-per-views out there. It's just, if nobody's buying them, you know, it starts to change over. You just embarrass yourself, you know, monthly when it comes time to give those numbers and things like that, where you don't have to do that necessarily on the network.
This person says a good slogan for the new TNA Grand Championship would be, it's not about weight limits, it's about time limits. No, no bite?
I'll accept that. Sorry, I was drinking water.
To the phones, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim, save the program.
Well, Mike knows how tickled to death I was last night about the women main eventing for my Twitter last night. I just was speechless. When I saw that, I said, really? You know, I would never thought it would have main event, but it was a really good match, a lot of emotion. And as far as at the pay-per-view, that would be a dream come true, you know, at Hell in a Cell. I hope it happens, but you got to keep your fingers crossed because you know how Vince is. His mind changes one minute to the next.
Listen, if the only two cell matches, if the WWE Universal title match is in fact defended in a cell match, which officially right now it's not.
Right.
But if it is, I can see the argument that it should go on last, Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. However, if the only two Hell in a Cell matches are this Charlotte match with Sasha Banks and Roman Reigns versus Rusev, then I cannot argue that Roman Reigns and Rusev should go on last. It should be, not only should it be the women's championship of the world, not just the United States, not only should it be the women's championship going on last, but it is Sasha's hometown.
Exactly.
So I just think, listen, if it's Sasha's hometown and the women go on first and Roman Reigns goes on last, you want to see a bad reaction for your main event and your main event babyface star, that'd be it. So I think that if those are the only two cell matches, it has to go on last.
Definitely. Definitely. And this is so great because all of the fans of real women's wrestling over the years, you know, had to put up with that garbage, you know, the little two-minute matches several years ago and, you know, the real botch fest. And now finally getting some decent matches. It's just I can't get enough of it, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll find out. We got a few more weeks left until Hell in a Cell, but I would say, Jim, right here on this program, I think the women are going to go on last.
I think so, too. One other thing. I sent you all a link to a match between Allie TNA and Tessa Blanchard. Look at it. It's really good.
Hey, I hear that Tessa Blanchard beat Ricochet this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
No, it happened. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. That's well, I think she was fighting in recently over in Stardom for the Open Weight Championship, I think it was. She didn't win. She was against Yoko Bito or something like that. Okay, I forget her name. But it was an awesome match. She's real up-and-comer, I'll tell you that.
Well, there you go. I want to thank you so much for the call, Jim. Yeah, I saw a bunch of footage of it on Twitter of Ricochet doing the El Jobski.
They're killing the business.
No, she beat him. What are you talking about?
I know.
She was the better grappler on that night. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As I stumbled through at the beginning of this program, tonight is SmackDown, and we have got a face-to-face-to-face meeting with AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena setting up the pay-per-view, which is coming up on Sunday on the WWE Network, another SmackDown exclusive show. Dolph Ziggler is putting his career on the line. Remember that, against The Miz for the Intercontinental title as well. So check out SmackDown tonight. We'll be talking about the show on the program tomorrow. Got a lot of guests coming up here on this program. It's going to be a good time. You can follow us every day, live and free. Thank God this one was free. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, etc. If you have a smartphone, grab the TuneIn Radio app, and you can listen to us there for free every single day. Just search Sports Byline USA. You get the full schedule of shows. We got daily replays at 5 p.m., new shows at noon. These are all Pacific time. You can check out all of this at sportsbyline.com or wrestlingobserver.com. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervive. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. You can email me, Brian at wrestlingobserver.com. And I think that's all, aside from the obvious, to make sure you pick up The Death of WCW, audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon. 15 hours of me. What more could you possibly ask for? Check it out, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike. All the folks at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.